Praise God. Amen. So we certainly appreciate Jesus this morning. Amen. To be able to stand and look in his word. His word will bring peace. His word will bring comfort. And his word will bring inspiration. Praise God. And I have some good advice to share with you on this morning. Amen. Because we need the word to give us answers. I mean, they know the word can answer every question and work out every problem. Amen. I rely on the word of the Lord. And I thank the Lord this morning. And we got a preaching topic this morning that we wanted to declare. And it's, this is my advice. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. Is that all right? Keep your eyes on the Lord. And he will help you in these times that we're living in. I want to say, praise God, it's easy to gaze what's happening around us. Our surroundings and all the disappointments and all the circumstances. Praise God. And I want to tell you, don't look too good. And that's why we want to look at the person that can handle these things. We want to look to the hill. We want to look to Jesus. We want to look to him. Amen. But I'm saying, amen, these last 2 months, I had people coming, and not only them coming to me, I had problems and situation myself. Seemed like a lot of trying things are happening, amen, in our personal lives. Amen. I got calls, amen, 2 or 3 calls this week, devastating stuff, and amen, and just things just happening. And sometimes people is asking questions, where is God? But I'm here to tell you, God is where he need to be. He see it, he's up high, he look low, and he see everything that's going on. As long as we keep our eyes on the Lord and keep focus on him, he will work it out. Yes, and that's what I want to encourage you. Not only you, but each and every one that's listening this morning to this sermon. We got the Facebook listening. We got the Church of God listening. And we got, amen, our congregation listening and all the surrounding places. I know you kind of wearied in well doing. I was just listening at different things. You know, you got so many people, deaths is, every time you look around, somebody is dying. Amen. Praise God. And that's God. He knows what he doing. He knows when to take people out. He knows when to leave folks. Amen. But it makes us be kind of wearied in well doing. But I'm here to tell you, sometimes we don't understand why things are happening, but we know God don't make no mistakes. He too wise to make any mistake. I got a text yesterday. Actually a couple of my classmates, amen, just passed away. Praise God. You know, just things just happening. Amen. But, you know, you got deaths. You got sickness. Praise ye the Lord. More sickness now to me. Amen. In this last days than I seen in my entire life. You look around, this person had a stroke. This person had a heart attack. Cancer is just taking over. Praise God. And people is just getting perplexed and they're getting troubled. But I want to tell you that the Lord said, amen, He's there for us. Amen, ain't he? Amen. When trouble come, he'll stand right in place. He, praise God. Let not, amen, he teaches us as he taught his disciples. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, he said, I would have told you. But he said he's going to prepare a place for us. And if he go to prepare a place for us, he would do what? Come again and receive us unto himself. Praise God. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, I'm in this world. I see what's going on. I want to let you know, yes, trouble is in the land in the last days. Praise God. But what we going to do? What we going to do about it? We're going to pray. We're going to seek the Lord. We're going to stay encouraged. We ain't going to throw the towel in. We ain't going to look down. But we're going to look to the hills. We're going to look to Jesus. And I want to tell you, it works. And I'm going to prove it through scriptures this morning. Not just what I'm saying. Amen. I want to see what the words say. Praise God. Amen. There was a man in the word of the Lord. He was going through. His name was Jehoshaphat. Anybody know about that man? Amen. I tell you, that's one of my favorite encouraging scripture in the Bible to let us know that he will fight our battles, that he will stand with us. He ain't like friends. Sometime when you going through some hardship, sometime you friends you thought you had, they'll leave you hanging. They back off and let you go. But I'm so glad we got a God that he teaches us that I won't let go. I will never leave you. Ain't that good comforting news this morning? I will never leave you. Amen. I will stick with you. I will be with you. Amen. I'm not going to forsake you. You are my children. You are my people. And I'm so glad I've been serving this man since I was 16 years of age. And amen. I just told somebody this morning I'm 65. Praise God. Amen. And I want to tell you, I've been serving him and he ain't lost no battles. Praise God. I'm not going to say I didn't have any disappointment sometime. I will refuse to say sometime through that journey, amen, every day won't Sunday. I refuse to say, amen, sometime I slip, amen, and fall. I tell you, yes, it happened, but thank God. I said, thank God I got up. Praise God. I didn't just stay there, Brother Curtis, and wallow in the sand. Praise God. I brush it off. And, amen. And start again. Praise God. That's what I want you to realize this morning. Amen. Things are happening. But don't get discouraged. We got a big God that can work big things. And amen. And nothing too hard for God to do. Amen. He's a big God that can work out big problems. The thing you need to do is let go and let God. Amen. That's my suggestion. Amen. When I get these calls coming in and when I talk to people, I say, you know what? God's still standing on his throne. God's still going to fix it. Amen. You just go right on anyhow. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. It don't matter sometimes how circumstances look. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it looks very rough, but don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Keep your hope in God. Amen. Because with God, all things are what? Possible. Amen. God. Amen. I can brag about my God. I said, God is able to sustain you in your weakest point. Amen. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. How you know, Pastor? Amen. Because he sustained me. Let me know you can make it. Praise God. Let's turn over here to 2 Chronicles and see what the words say here. Amen. I thank God for Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat. Amen. Let's turn to the 20th chapter. Amen. 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter. And I want to start at that. Amen. That second verse. Praise God. And As we read here, Jehoshaphat is praying. And that's another thing we got to pray, church. We got to learn how to pray. And pray not just in your morning prayer, but we got to pray noon and night. We got to pray all through the day. We can't wait the prayer meeting to pray. Amen. We got to pray without ceasing. You know, the Bible say we all, how that scripture say?
Men are always out to pray.
And not to faint. Always. Not just that, amen, when you eat your meal. Come on, somebody. Man shall always pray and not to faint. So listen to this powerful prayer of Jehoshaphat. We're going to start at that second verse. And we're going to read down through the 12th verse. It said, then there come some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, Jehoshaphat, there's coming a great multitude against thee. I'm talking about a great multitude. Seems like when we have problems, it's always be great problems. It don't just be just something, just a little knit-knack, but it's always be something great. Amen. It looks like it's so terrible and so, but I want to tell you, I don't care how bad it look, we served a great God. Praise God that can work it out. Amen. But this great army came against, Jehoshaphat. Amen. Beyond the sea of the side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazion Tamar, which is in Zidah. And Jehoshaphat, a man of God, he feared. Come on. Do we fear sometimes? Yeah. Sometimes we have to, that power of God to kick in and say, what are you fearing? Perfect love will cast out all fear. Come on, somebody. You can make it. See, the devil wants you to feel like it's so hopeless, so difficult. But Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord. What did he do? He proclaimed a fast throughout all the town. All Judea began to fast and pray. When is the last time we fasted and prayed to the Lord? The old saints used to fast every day sometime, every week. Amen. But you don't hear much of that today. But I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, amen, that make answers take place, that makes, amen, sickness cease, that makes Lord to show up. Amen. Fasting. Scripture said these things are done by what? Fasting and praying. Yes. So Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of the city of Judah. They came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new courts. He began to cry out to the Lord. He began to pray to the Lord. He said, oh Lord God, our Father, art thou not God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all kingdoms of the heathens? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Are not thou our God, who did drive out inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend forever, and dwell therein, and have built thee a what? Sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, when evil come upon us. Come on, somebody. Yes. Amen. He said, and when evil come upon us, at the sword's judgment, a pestilence, famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cried unto thee in our affliction. Then thou wilt hear and help. I like that. Let us say hear and help. That's the Lord. He will hear you and he will help you. And now behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Zerah, whom thou wouldst not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Come on, look at the power of God. It said, behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possessions, which thou hast given us to inherit. And this is where I get my preaching message this morning. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, but neither know what to do. But our eyes are upon thee.
Yes, Lord.
Look at God. Do we get in those predicaments when we don't know what to do?
Yes,
amen. We don't know what to say. The army look great. The situation look hopeless. Look like I can't hardly make it. But I'm here to tell you, when you get in those times, amen, when you don't know what to do, but I'm here to tell you, the Bible said, keep your eyes upon thee. Amen. And this is what makes me go and know that things will work out. It looks dim. It looks impossible. But it's just something about when I keep my eyes on the Lord. Come on. He give me the strength to go right on. It's just something about when you keep your eyes on the Lord. It don't look so perplexed. It don't look so difficult. It don't look so hard, because you're looking in the eyeglasses of the Lord. Sometimes we need to take our eyeglasses off and say, Lord, can I put your eyeglasses on? Amen. And you'll see miracles. You'll see things begin to work. You'll see things prosper in your life. Praise God. So I'm here let you know Jehoshaphat, through his prayer, God came to the rescue and gave him good advice. Keep your eyes on the Lord. Amen. And he will want carry you through. Praise God. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Now let's turn over here. We're going to flip a little while. Let's go over here, right in the same book. Let's jump right down. Amen. We want to jump right down to 13th verse and the 15th verse, and then the 16th through the 19th. Now, what did that say? It said, and all Judah stood before the Lord with the little ones, the wives and their children. Amen. And it named out in the 14th verse all who was there. But we want to skip down to the 15th. And it said, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord unto you. Now I'm going to give you some instruction here. I'm going to give you some advice. Be not afraid, nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God. Amen. So why are we so wearied and well-doing? Why are we trying to throw the towel in? Amen. Why are we trying to be a quitter? I mean, to know a quitter will never win, and a winner will never quit. We got to go right on anyhow in the name of the Lord. And I can hear the Lord say, if you go, I will go with you. Amen. The Lord will be right there with us in the time of battle. Amen. And you got to realize it ain't your battle no way. Ain't that what the word say? It say, for the battle is not yours, But the battle is God. So why are you worrying about fighting another man's battle? That ain't your battle. Leave it to God. Sometimes we use useless time and wasting time trying to fix this thing. You're not the fixer. The Lord is the fixer. Turn it to the Lord. How many know when you turn it to the Lord will work miracles. The Lord will fix it. He'll turn it around and work it out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. So he said here, to God be the glory. Amen. All right. He said, and he said, hearken ye all Judah, ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thy king Jehoshaphat. I want to tell you something. I can understand he want them to listen. That great army may look, amen, like it's powerful. Amen. Come on, somebody. But God is in control. Thus said the Lord unto you, be not afraid. Don't be wearied in well-doing. Realize weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Be not afraid, nor dismay, by reason of this great army, this great multitude. For the battle is not yours, but God. Praise God. Amen. I got consolation now. That I know that brought peace to Jehoshaphat's heart. Just knowing now I can just quit. I ain't got to fight. I'm going to leave it to the Lord. A lot of times we in our individual lives, we struggling. We trying to fix this thing. Amen. We just need to let go and let God. Amen. You just wasting time. Let God work it out. See, we try to work it out and we having strokes and heart attacks and heart filling us with fear and amen. We just too much for us. Leave it to the Lord. Look what the Lord told him. He said, now, this is what I want you to do. Tomorrow, I want you to go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jorah. Now, ain't God good? Let us say he'll show you the enemy hiding place.
Amen.
Amen. There's one verse of scripture. Sometimes people try to hide stuff from the saints of God. But there's a scripture where it said, the bird of the air will carry the news. Amen. You can't hide from God. That big oak tree, Brother Curtis, or that maple tree, all the leaves and the branches is all trying to cover the whole ground. Sometimes people try to get on that tree and hide. Let's call it a maple tree. Is that all right?
Yes.
But I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad that God know where you at. You can't hide from God.
No.
Let me give you another verse of scripture here. Adam, where are thou? You know he and his wife didn't sin and ate the fruit. And the Bible said they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord. Didn't it say hid? Amen. You can't hide from God. God know where Adam was. But he called him. He said, Adam, where are thou? Shh, don't say nothing. Lord know right where he was. And I want to tell you this morning, you can appear to be a saint of God. You can be a man of God. You can be a deliverer. You can be who you think you are. But if you ain't living righteous, God know where you stand. God know where you are. Amen. You cannot fool God no time. You may fool man sometime, but I'm here to tell you
you ain't going to fool God no time.
That's right.
He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows what you're thinking in your heart. He weighs your thoughts. Amen. Sometimes people say, well, I'm glad I didn't do it, but I was thinking about, man, I get ready to pop them. You know what? God already know that. Amen. He knows you're going to do that, and you need to repent of that thought. Come on, somebody. Bible said, folks look, see those good-looking men and women. They may never go and take them to the room, but the Lord already weigh your thoughts. You know, see, he said when you look it on a woman to lust after her, you already commit adultery. Amen. You ain't got to take her home with you. Just that thought. See, one thing about God, a man look on the outward appearance. But the Lord focus in the heart. He see you. He see me. He see all of us. So we got to be careful. Amen. Because this man knows. He knows how you think. He knows your how much you can bear, your bearing level. He knows what you're worrying about. He knows all about you. See, when you go to a man doctor, they got to do blood work. They got to do tests and exams. But I'm here to tell you, the man that made you, he ain't got to do tests and exams. He blew breath and made life, made a living soul. Praise God. He scooped up dust and Eve blew breath and she became a living soul. So that's the man I'm focusing on this morning. That's the man that I'm looking to this morning. That's the man that can work miracles this morning. That's the man that can turn things around this morning. That's the man that can, amen, make wine water this morning. That's the man that can open blind eyes this morning. That's the man that can unstop a man clogged ears this morning. Amen. We're not talking about a little wimp. We ain't talking about a peon God that cannot do nothing. We're talking about a God that can do all things. How many know he's a mighty God? Amen. He can do all things. And that's the man I'm excited about. And that's the man that's working miracles here for Jehoshaphat. Praise God. That's the man that can let you know the battle is not yours, but it's God's. Praise God. That's the man I want to speak on today. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. Praise God. Amen. Now he said, now he gave him instruction, tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of this, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook. Amen. Tell them exactly where the enemy is. Oh, but listen, are we listening? Amen. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. So just put your armor down, set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. I don't want you to fear. You started out fearing, but fear not. Not be in dismay. Tomorrow, go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. That's all I need to know. If the Lord is with me, I know the battle's won.
Right.
Amen. When he said, I'll be with you, hello. And I want to tell you this morning, he will be with us. Whatever you're facing, where looks difficult in your life, wherever things that press in your heart, amen. This God, amen, can ease the pain. Praise God. This man can fix it. See the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah of Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Fear not. It said, tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground. And all Judah, come on somebody, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And the Levites, come on somebody, of the children of the Kohathites, and of the children of the Kohathites, what did they do? They stood up to praise the Lord of God of Israel with a what? Loud voice. Amen. They was excited. Amen. That's what we need to do, is learn to give God the praise. Not just praise him low key and not excited about what he's doing. But the Bible said they praise him with a loud voice on high. Thank the Lord. And what the word say? And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. As they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God. See, he got some faith now. He believing in the Lord. He's excited, praise God. And he helping others. Believe in the Lord your God, and so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness. And they went out before the army and to say. Now they ain't fearful. They went right to the army. And they said, praise the Lord. His mercy endured forever. I'm getting excited now. He said, and when they began to sing and praise the Lord, it said, set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Zeb, which was come against Judah. And they was what? Smitten. Hello. In other words, they lost the battle. Jehoshaphat, amen, conquered. Praise God. It got good in here. Amen. They put forth effort. Praise God. But I like here where it says, and when they begin to sing and praise the Lord. Sometimes, church, that's when the blessings will arrive. Amen. When you just sit there lolling, dolling, and doing nothing and worrying and pulling your hair out, you will realize we need to begin to praise and sing unto the Lord. That's when the Lord will come and work miracles. Amen. It said, and when they begin to sing and praise the Lord, Then they was able to set ambushments against the children of Ammon. Come on, somebody. And I could kind of imagine the song that they were singing there. I believe they were singing Amazing Grace, how sweet it sound, that saved a wretch like me. I believe they were singing that song 223, that I mean to go right on until the crown is won. Amen. I'm going on. Should opposition come and foe obstruct my way. But I'm going on in the name of the Lord. Praise God. I believe they were singing another song. Amen. If you can't help me, please don't block me. Move out of my way, because I got a race to run. And I'm running by faith, praise God. Amen. I believe they were just determined to go right on. Praise God. And that song, that last song, I believe they said, I have gone. I have gone too far to turn around now. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. And that's how we have to be. Amen. When troubles come, when problems come, don't get down under it. Just keep the victory. Keep your head up. Look to the source. Look to Jesus, and he will carry you on. Amen. Sometimes you might don't even feel like walking, but I'm so glad God will hold our hands. Amen. And help us to walk, and let us know that we can make it somehow. All things are possible through the Lord. Praise God. I can boast on my God this afternoon, because I know what God can do. Amen. Because he have done it for me.
Yes.
Amen. We ain't failures. We're not failures. We are more than conquerors. Amen. Amen. We got the winning ticket. Praise God. And we on the winning side. Amen. More than conquerors. Hello in here. We ain't just barely making, just barely conquering, but we're more than conquerors. Praise God. I want to read this because I read it earlier. Amen. This song we sing, it's right in our hymn books, in the Evening Light hymn books on page 72. It said, more than a conqueror through the mighty God. More than a conqueror by the cleansing blood. More than a conqueror walking, come on, in the light. More than a conqueror reigning day and night. More than a conqueror by the living Lord. More than a conqueror standing on his word. More than a conqueror happy on the way. More than a conqueror till my dying day. More than a conqueror, praise God, in the battle dim. More than a conqueror over every sin. More than a conqueror at the trumpet call. More than a conqueror, victory over all. That's what I'm talking about. More than a conqueror while I live below. More than a conqueror over every foe. Hello. More than a conqueror. Amen. Ever shall I be more than a conqueror through eternity. So may God help you through your time of adversity, knowing that you can be more than a conqueror. You don't have to be defeated. You don't have to let the devil get you in his praying ground. Amen. Let him know you don't have time to play.
I got a race to run, and I must run it by faith. And I'm going to go right on in Jesus' name. I want to say to you, you and you, keep your head lifted up and keep your eyes on the Lord. Somebody asked me numerous of times things that was happening around us. And they said, Pastor, do you see that? Do you see this? Do you see the other? I said, no, I didn't see that. Then they say, well, this is happening. I said, but sister and brother, I'm keeping my eyes on the Lord. I think we need to quit seeing all these other stuff, all these other things that ain't going to give you no strength, that ain't going to give you no power, that will not give you no victory, that won't give you no hope. But I tell you, your trust is coming from the Lord. So keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't try to see all of that other stuff. But your hope is in the Lord. God bless you, and heaven smile upon you.